Thanks, Scuba Guy, for telling us all about freshwater and saltwater. I think that the way that those two mix is very interesting, or the fact that they don't mix together very well. Well, this is Carlos. Carlos, you're another student from Moody High, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's nice to have you here, Carlos.
Glad to be here.
We're here to talk a little bit about water quality and the importance of water quality, but what I wanted to ask first is all you folks out there in the chat room, be sure you send your questions in. Remember, the only bad question is a question that doesn't get asked. Carlos, we've been working a little bit with water quality, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
Having a lot of fun out in the field.
Yes.
Well, you know, water quality is extremely important. It doesn't matter how much water we have. If the quality of that water is unhealthy for the fish and the invertebrates and the different things that use that water, if it's in poor shape, then they're not going to be able to utilize that water to its utmost potential. And so what we do, basically, is we try to keep track of how water quality is progressing in our watersheds. We've already talked about the fact that watersheds are just big bowls, and so the water in that bowl needs to be really healthy for the animals and different things that live in it. What we use is we use different sampling techniques or water quality test kits to analyze water quality. Some of the things that we'll look at, along with salt water, we could use this refractometer to see what the salinity of the water is. And we have the Secchi disc over there, the black and white thing, and that tells us a little bit about how the clarity or the turbidity of the water is doing. And that's important for light penetration and some different aspects of water quality. We also test the pH. And the pH is important because we want the pH to remain pretty much the same. And if we see a big fluctuation in the pH, then we can go and do some additional water quality tests to find out maybe why that pH is fluctuating. The other things that we do are things like conductivity, and we're going to look at dissolved oxygen as one of our tests here in just a moment, okay?
Okay.
So before we do that, we need to put on our safety glasses because we always want to be safe when we're doing these kinds of tests. And what I have here is I've kind of got the Frugal Gourmet version of the dissolved oxygen test for you today. And what we're going to do is, basically we take our water sample from the ocean, or from the area that we're going to sample in. You can see it looks nice and clear, and there's really nothing to hinder us there. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to add a couple of reagents to this water that will cause a precipitation reaction to occur. And really what we're doing here is we're adding iodine and oxygen together, and we're binding that iodine to the oxygen molecule in a one-to-one relationship.
Okay.
So by measuring the amount of iodine in the water, we can tell exactly how much oxygen is in the water, again in a one-to-one relationship. The next thing we do is we fix that sample with sulfuric acid, and that's the reason we have to wear these glasses, because that sulfuric acid might get on us and cause us a problem. So the next thing we're going to do is fix this sample, and we could take this sample back to the lab and keep it for about 8 hours. If we ran out of time out there in the field, we could take it back and do it in the laboratory back at class, okay?
It's convenient.
So what we're going to do is we're going to end up with this titration that we're going to do. And what we're looking for is called the end point. And the end point is simply where the color changes from blue to clear. Okay? We have this substance called sodium thiosulfate in our titration tube. And I've already got it set up here to where what we're going to need to do is just add a couple of drops to see where that end point occurs. And what's going to happen is we're going to put one drop at a time in here until the water color changes to clear. And then we're going to read directly off of this titrator to see how we're doing. Let's add a couple of drops and swirl here and see how we're doing. See how it's fixing to go clear on us there?
Mm-hmm. It's like magic.
Wow, look at that. And so if I read directly off of here, I can see that we have about 6 parts per million dissolved oxygen in the water. The lower limit for dissolved oxygen is 2 to 3 parts per million. And the high end is probably about 15 to 18 parts per million. And what we're going to do now is we're going to take you to a place where the oxygen levels are generally at their highest level in a very turbid, very high energy environment on the jetties.